This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. When we face a difficult situation and see our limited resources to face it, there's still one ingredient missing. Leroy tells us what it is as we study Numbers chapters 13 through 16. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. If you had been one of the spies sent into the Promised Land by Moses, what kind of report do you think you would have brought back? In Numbers chapters 13, we arrive at a memorable and melancholy moment in the life of the people of God. Just when they were about to set foot in the Promised Land, they turn back from the borders of Canaan and are sentenced to wander and perish in the wilderness for their sin of unbelief and their murmuring and complaining spirit. You remember the story. 12 leaders were dispatched to spy out the land. After 40 days, they returned. They had looked the land over from the south to the north. They had been charged with the responsibility of finding out if the inhabitants of the land were strong or weak, few or many, whether the land was good or bad, whether the cities were fortified or simply a cluster of tents, whether it was a bountiful land filled with fruit of the earth. And what was their report? We came into the land, and surely it flows with milk and honey. Nevertheless, the people are strong. They live in great walled cities. And the most terrifying thing of all, we saw the children of Anak there, great, powerful giants. And we were like grasshoppers in their sight. When the people heard this report, they broke out in shouts of fear and dismay. Even Caleb's call to go and possess what God had given them couldn't overcome the majority report that the people of Canaan were too strong for them. But was that the real issue? Were the Canaanites stronger than God? Wasn't the Lord with them? What was their problem? The Bible says they forgot God. They forgot their Savior. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not God's word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not to the voice of the Lord. The essence of their sin, they had begun to walk by sight and not by faith. They saw the task, and they saw themselves, but they didn't see God. And from that perspective, it all seemed too much. It's been said that when God is doing something wonderful, He begins with a difficulty. But when He's going to do something very wonderful, He begins with an impossibility. Why? So we'll learn to trust Him and give Him the glory for the victories that He brings. Today, I'm sure there's something in your life that looks too big to handle. And it is without the Lord. But with Him, you are able to see that difficulty in the light of His power, to claim what He has promised and possess it. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. You'll find this daily devotional and Bible reading guide a valuable aid in your personal time alone with God. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a look at how to respond when someone challenges your leadership. Join us on Daily Discipleship.